On today's show, Toyota transitions from fuel cells to a new kind of EV. IndyCar debuts a sleek new race car for next season. And Daimler's earnings show why having a strong luxury brand is so important to the bottom line. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Not too long ago, Toyota was touting fuel cells as the answer to environmentally friendly vehicles. But with most governments around the world pushing electric cars, the company has changed course. And now Reuters reports that in 2022, Toyota will begin selling an EV equipped with solid-state batteries. These are batteries that use a solid electrolyte instead of a liquid. A benefit is they are much less affected by hot and cold and are more stable. It's also said to provide a significant boost in driving range, and charging will only take a few minutes compared to a lithium-ion battery. The yet-to-be-named EV will be built on a new platform. And speaking of electrics, BMW announced that its entire lineup in the future, including Mini, will offer a fully electric or plug-in variant in addition to an engine option. The company didn't give a time frame for when this will happen, but by the year 2025, it expects between 15 and 25% of its global sales will be electrified vehicles. BMW says it's working on a production system at its plants that will allow it to build combustion engines, plug-in hybrids, and full EVs at the same time. The company also revealed that the new electric Mini will go into production in 2019. And in other BMW news, the head of its Group Region Americas, Ludwig Willich, is retiring at the end of the month after 21 years with the company. Taking over his spot is Bernhard Kuhnt, who is currently the president and CEO of BMW North America. Still to come, IndyCar reveals its new look.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volkswagen's diesel saga looks like it will soon come to an end for one former employee. Reuters reports that Oliver Schmidt, who was chief of VW's Environmental and Engineering Center in Michigan and was apprehended in Florida in January, plans to plead guilty on August 4th. Schmidt is charged with 11 felony counts and could face up to 169 years in prison, but the exact terms of his plea agreement were not released. Well, it looks like IndyCar went on a diet this offseason and is showing up as fit as ever, ready for 2018. When the racing season kicks off, it will do so in a new car based on the same Dallara IR12 chassis. But even though what's underneath is similar, this is no mild refresh. The aerodynamic treatments on the front and rear wings have been toned down, and gone are the bulky rear wheel guards. The design was inspired by the turbocharged Indy cars of the early 1990s. To offset the loss of topside downforce generated by the aero kits, 19% more downforce will be generated from the bottom of the car. With all those changes, the cars don't produce as much turbulent air behind them, which could cut following distances in half. Add in that weight has been cut down and shifted forward for better balance, and there should be a lot more action out on the track. And to make sure that anyone watching doesn't miss that action, two new camera positions have been mounted on the cars. Testing of the new car is already underway. Coming up next, a look at second quarter earnings from Ford and Daimler.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Ford reported its second quarter earnings, and the results are somewhat mixed. The company sold 1.6 million vehicles, which is down 2.5%. But despite that decline, the company's revenue hit nearly $40 billion, which is up slightly compared to the year before. And it posted a net profit of $2 billion, which is up 3.5%. According to Bloomberg, These numbers beat Wall Street's expectations, but as we said yesterday with General Motors' second quarter earnings, the results won't do much for the investment community. Daimler also posted its quarterly earnings, and the numbers are very strong. The company sold more than 820,000 vehicles, an 8% gain compared to a year ago. That number also includes its vans, buses, and commercial trucks. Its revenue rose 7% to 41 billion euros. Its earnings before interest and taxes hit 3.7 billion euros, which is a 15% jump. And it posted a net profit of 2.5 billion euros, which is a 2% gain. Compared to Ford's results, Daimler shows just how important having a strong luxury brand is. Despite selling about half the vehicles in the second quarter as Ford, Daimler had more revenue and posted a better net profit. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow afternoon. We'll have the new Honda Odyssey in the studio with us because our special guest is Chad Harrison, the chief engineer of the minivan. So if you have any questions about the Odyssey, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. And be sure to join John and Gary for some of the best insider talk in the automotive industry. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.